Platoon F, Liberating the Package, by John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young. Copyright John P. Logsdon and Christopher P. Young. Narrated by John P. Logsdon. Produced by Living Audio. Once you enter the universe of Platoon F, your life will never be the same again. Chapter 1. Orders. Ensign Orion Murphy had his whole life ahead of him, or so he thought. He'd just been selected by Rear Admiral Parfait to run an undercover mission. While he had no idea precisely what the mission entailed, he didn't expect it would be all that wonderful considering that the upper echelons of the military brass had come up with it.
"The Rear Admiral will see you now, Ensign,"
said a young man who acted as Parfait's secretary. Murphy entered the office and came to full attention, including the required Segnal Space Marine Corps salute that consisted of having the right arm bent, with the hand flat out, thumb tucked under, and the first finger touching the forehead over the right eye. It was much better than the Segnal Space Navy salute, which prescribed that both hands be placed over the eyes while the thumbs were looped at the jaw, and then the soldier would lift their hands three times in a peekaboo fashion while making a bloop bloop sound. It had something to do with making one look like a fish, and that made no sense since there weren't any fish in space. The Rear Admiral sat at his desk clicking away. Based on the reflection coming from the back window, Murphy assumed that he was looking at anatomy photos of some sort, though he couldn't imagine why. They weren't in a medical unit after all. Parfait was an elderly man with a thick mane of white hair, squinty gray eyes, and a thin face. He was roughly as tall as Murphy, who came in at slightly over 6 feet, though his record listed him as 6 feet 2 inches. Parfait wasn't exactly imposing, but he was the brass, and that meant that he held Murphy's fate in his hands.
"At ease, Murphy," Parfait said as he closed his computer down.
Murphy dropped the salute and crossed his hands behind his back.
"It's been a little over a year since you left advanced training, no?" asked Parfait.
"Yes, sir." Parfait nodded and got that faraway look that spelled he was about to say something inappropriate.
"I remember my days in advanced training, challenging obstacle courses, long runs, late nights, men stuffed in barracks that were far too confining, their sweaty bodies entwined."
"Sir?"
"Hmm?"
"You called me in to discuss orders."
"Oh, yes, of course."
Parfait stood up and walked over to the wall where a large screen was encased in a plastic frame. He tapped it and it lit up, showing the picture of a shirtless man on the beach. Parfait turned a nice shade of red.
"Oh, how'd that get there?"
He quickly clicked it away.
"Guessing that the younger staff are playing a joke, eh?"
"As you say, sir."
"Right. Well, let me pull up your mission details."
The screen flickered momentarily and then revealed a map of planets that sat outside the rail system.
"Are you familiar with Lopso 2?
"No, sir."
"It's a small planet that lies about 1 light-year away from the Kortnor."
"The Kortnor? You mean the robot planet, sir?"
"That's the one, Ensign."
Parfait tapped the screen again and it zoomed in.
"There's a package on Lopso 2 that I need you to retrieve."
"Yes, sir," Murphy said, and then added,
"How, sir?" "You'll take the rails to the Chaffian hub, and there you'll pair up with a couple of Kortnor robots who will shuttle you the rest of the way."
Murphy nodded.
"When you arrive, you'll have to sneak in, take the package, and get back here safely."
"Oh, it's a theft, sir."
"They stole it from me, I mean us."
"I see, sir."
"Look, this is going to be a dangerous mission, Murphy," Parfait noted as he shut the screen back down. "If you're captured, we'll disavow our involvement, and they'll probably shoot you."
"I understand," Murphy said stoically while the Rear Admiral returned to his desk.
"May I ask what's in the package, sir?"
"Highly classified," Murphy said in a stern voice. "Do not open that package under any circumstances. Are we clear?"
"Yes, sir."
Parfait relaxed slightly.
"Now, sorry to get all riled up, Ensign. It's just that the contents of this package could well do me, I mean us, in the SSMC, incredible harm."
"I shall keep it under wraps, sir."
"You know, Murphy," Parfait said slowly, "you remind me of one of my crewmates when I was younger. Strong, virile. Muscular, tight clothing that accentuates every—"
"Sir?"
"Hmm?" Oh, right. Sorry, memories of my youth, you know. Why, only 2 days ago, I was speaking with Admiral Blandish about how we used to bunk together, and let me tell you—
Sorry to interrupt, sir, Murphy said quickly, again jolting Parfait from his digression.
But when will I be leaving?
Oh, Parfait said, looking down at his watch. You should get down to Launch Station 41 now, actually. They're waiting for you.
Murphy wanted to sigh, but he held himself in check.
Thank you, sir.
Dismissed.